Under-Secretary General O'Brien, and can I pass on my thanks first of all to the panel for a very interesting and I think broad-ranging discussion already. And I think one of the things that came out for me is that you've covered very well the challenges and you've covered very well the impacts of what we're dealing with at the moment. So in particular, I think Secretary General, in relation to the four points you made, I think they're absolutely correct, particularly around the preparedness and the focus on that. And I think that came through in other panellists as well, in terms of not just about the responses, which we all have to do with, but how do we then build going forward to prepare for what we know, whether it's a drought in Somalia or another cyclone in Fiji. So I think that aspect was well covered. Also, I think I'd like to just acknowledge here the leadership of Fiji, both on the response to the recent cyclone Winston, but also in relation to climate change generally, as your presidency of the COP, but also in your work in leading the Oceans Conference, which I had the good fortune of being at in Fiji. And I think you outlined very clearly some of the impacts on the ocean of some of the global warming that's occurring. Also, I think an important aspect that was brought up was around gender and the importance of gender sensitivity in all the work we do and in all the decision making that's occurring in countries. And I can relate very much to that too, in relation to our own country in Australia. Also, I think comments around relocation as a last resort, which I think is an important point to consider. And you outlined, I think, very clearly some of the concerns that communities have when they're relocated in terms of their own impact on their ancestral links and the like. So this is a very important issue and needs to be handled in a very consultative way. And one question I suppose I had for the panel was, when you're looking at the compacts that are being developed, and I'm not sure who's best to deal with this, Stephen, but when we look at those compacts, whether there's a need to identify displaced people through disaster or climate impact as part of those compacts, because I think this will be an ongoing issue. We're seeing it already in the Pacific, as the Ambassador outlined, and I'd be interested in the panel's view on that.